You're listening to The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. Hey, welcome to another edition of The B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. I'm your host, Jenna X. And tonight's show, I have the Prids here from Portland, Oregon, in our Brooklyn studio, and they're going to be performing live for you guys on the show tonight. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and coming in and hanging out with us on the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. So you'll be hearing those live performances coming up shortly, and we'll also be talking about their latest CD and what they've been up to and all that good stuff. So stay tuned. It's all coming up within this next half hour. And I also have a very special guest co-host hanging out with us tonight, not only a good friend of the Prids and mine, but also the Prids audio engineer and producer of their latest album called Chronos and Clastic. Great album. Highly recommend to go pick that up. Welcome to the B-Sides, Hillary Johnson. Hey, Hillary, what's going on?
Hi, Jenna.
So I think the last time you were here on the show was for the B-Sides exclusive show.
Mm-hmm. That would be it.
And we were reviewing some local bands and their latest releases. That was a fun show. It's always great seeing you. So tell me, what have you been up to since I last saw you?
Oh, I like to sit around on my butt.
She really does. That's every time I see her.
It's true. It's a lot of sitting.
Yeah, and you've been mixing a lot, I see.
Well, actually, it's interesting. I actually just started doing a bunch of mastering.
Oh, wow.
Which is odd, but yeah.
That's cool.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So, are you working from your home studio?
At home.
And is there anything special you're using?
It's nothing special at all. It's just that's why I can do it cheaper, but, you know, just using Pro Tools.
All right, that's cool. So if anyone needs any mastering or mixing done, you can contact Hillary at hillaryjohnson.com. All right, so let's kick off this show tonight with one of the Prids' live performances in our Brooklyn studio. This is their song called Waste Our Time on the B-Sides, 91.5 FM, NYC Radio. We'll be right back. was the Prids live on the B-Sides with their song called Waste Our Time. And I'm your host, Jenna X, hanging out here with the Prids in our Brooklyn studio and my co-host for this evening, Hillary Johnson. Now, guys, you have been together for over a decade, which is pretty impressive. You know, you almost don't even hear about that anymore. And you have just about, 10 releases?
Yeah.
I didn't even know how many releases we had till this tour.
People started calling, saying, 10.
10 crazy releases. It's
I know, me too.
You don't say.
I guess that's the
Well, we have to do our homework.
Actually, you don't have to do your homework.
That's
most
proven.
Half don't.
No. Probably more than half.
More than
so
half.
You guys are a new band, right?
Yeah.
And my nickname's Tipper.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
Yeah, we met going to
Missouri Western.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Dropouts.
So, I mean, why don't you guys give me a little history on the band since you've been together and how you guys actually changed personally and musically over the last decade?
Don't look at me.
Well, who else am I supposed
you
to look at?
You invaded my hometown, so you start.
Yeah, I was born in California, and, you know, I got into a lot of bad stuff and basically, you know, escaped and found myself in Missouri. And I was a writer, but I met a guitar player. We started writing some songs. I really caught the bug of being a songwriter and thought, this is exactly what I need to do. But I didn't play guitar. So I was really dependent on somebody else having to play. And I just felt kind of vulnerable the whole time doing that. But Christina saw me and this band jamming. We were going to do some songs at a party, you know, for the local girls. And we got to talking, and she said, yeah, you know, I really kind of, like, I like your vibe, but I don't like, you know, who you're playing with. You should ditch them and come play with me. But I was like, oh, come play with you. But she doesn't play either. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's something to consider.
Let's go buy guitars.
We went and bought guitars.
So you didn't play, you never played before?
No, but I was convinced that if I bought a guitar, I could be better than his band. Somehow. And it's true.
Yeah, inspiration and, you know, drive sometimes is better than raw talent. But yeah, so we bought guitars.
He already had a 4-track.
Yeah, I had a 4-track before I owned a guitar.
And we just started recording. Really simple songs.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
They're still
one,
really,
two,
really simple.
did you ever release any of those early first 4-track recordings?
Yeah.
We released a cassette.
There's lots of cassettes.
There's some cassettes running around in Gower, Missouri, but which is just not where we met, but that's one of the places we played a show.
Wow. So then what made you decide to go to Portland?
Just hoping to be around like-minded individuals, you know, not having to... Basically, being able to just sidestep all of the other major social issues, so I don't have to deal with anybody who might be homophobic or racist or any of those things. I'm just basically trusting that everyone I'm around pretty much is kind of leaning to the left, and that just makes me more comfortable.
Fall in love.
That was the Prids on the B-sides with their song called In the Fall. I'm Hillary Johnson and co-hosting with Jenna X.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, Hillary. And we're hanging out here with the Prids in our Brooklyn studio. Now, guys, let's talk about the latest release that you have out right now called Kronos in Clastic, produced and engineered by our very own friend here, Hillary Johnson. Tell us about the making of that album and how it's different from all the other releases that you have out right now.
I think we've always written all kinds of songs, lots of songs, like along the way, but there was always a certain type of song that we were looking for that we considered a Prids song, and so we were like let's try that one, let's work on that one, I think when it came to this one we didn't really know what that vision was quite anymore. We weren't really sure what a Prids song was.
Did not care
what a Prids song was, or decided that whatever we put out and put that stamp on it, that's what a Prids song is. And we never used guest musicians before, and we really got into that idea.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We just called up people and said, you want to play on a record? We don't want you to hear it till you get here, which Hillary was thrilled about, watching people just like listen, trying to write as they're sitting there. But it was crazy. So everyone who came in hadn't heard the songs before, and they just would play along to it until they're like, oh, I like that. Track that.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a really great album.
Thank you.
And I love the mixes on it. Hillary, tell us about the mixing and recording process. How long did it take?
Well, I went out in August of last year and was there for, I guess, a few weeks.
For a month.
Almost a month.
Yeah.
And that was all. Basically, we recorded did basic tracks in a nice studio for a couple days, and then went back to their house and did all the overdubs, and didn't really have as much time as we would have liked. So I came back in November and worked on it a bunch more because they had more songs then, and the album as a concept was much more complete. So I spent November there too, and. Then again, I came back as they lost a member and got a new drummer, and they wanted to redo the drums with the new drummer. So I went back in February.
Yep, recheck.
Re-recorded the drums, which is like,
backwards.
Engineer, engineer, like mm-hmm. nightmare, But
she's the perfect person to do something like that. I honestly, when it came to like a decision to decide whether or not whether we were gonna try that, if it hadn't have been her, I would have gone, no. We're not doing that. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But because it was Hillary and she's so good at editing, really, she's amazing at editing. And I was like, yeah, she can do it. She can pull this off, and no one will be the wiser.
And so could Lee.
Yeah,
I mean, that was also the important thing.
Absolutely.
Too.
Although,
and he wanted it.
All he says to me is, "I don't ever want to hear in the fall."
I know. So basically, but while I was there, I mean, it wasn't working solid days. It was a lot of playtime.
Yeah.
Because we're such great friends that it's a lot of playtime.
A lot of movie watching, a lot of going to the bars, hanging out.
We have to track today, I'm hungover.
So it's kind of really hard to say how long it really took if we just kind of did from start to finish. But it probably would have been like maybe a 3-week album, I think, is probably a fair...
Sure.
A fair assessment.
If we were doing 12-hour days.
Yeah.
Nonstop, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, it paid off because it's a great album, and everyone should definitely go pick up a copy. We're going to go into another live performance, and what's coming up, Hill?
This is Desolate.
Inside.
the B-Sides on 91.5 FM NYC Radio. I'm your host, Jenna X, and that was The Prids live from our Brooklyn studio with their song called Desolate. I'm hanging out here with The Prids and my co-host, Hillary Johnson. Now, guys, on a more serious note, let's talk about this major accident that you guys were in. Basically, everyone was seriously injured. You guys lost most of your gear. Tell us about this whole thing. How did this happen?
We left San Francisco. We were on our way to LA to play that night. We're on the 5. Our tire, we've had a lot of tires blow. You know, that happens if you travel a lot. The tire is going to go out. But what usually happens is it rumbles and jostles, and then you pull over and change the tire. But in this case, a fairly rare occurrence is that a tire will delaminate. The tread will come off the tire rather than the tire just deflating. So it's still a tire, but it just can't grip the road. So the back of the van started to
sway
wildly and fishtail out of control. I tried, I struggled to gain control of it. I didn't. and we hit the
medium or something.
Something.
The dirt.
The dirt. We hit the dirt.
It was California.
And we rolled many times.
Wow.
And
almost into oncoming traffic on the other side.
Yeah. Which was quite a distance.
We landed up.
Wow.
Which we were fortunate.
I was knocked unconscious, so they are all the van comes to a rest, and I'm not even conscious at this point.
And yeah, Joey and I are probably the most alert. That's our old drummer, and we're looking at David and thinking he looks like Carrie and that he's dead.
Because I had gashed my head, that's how I got knocked unconscious, because I banged it against, which split my head open. I was covered in blood.
We weren't sure what was happening, so we were smacking him and trying to wake him up. And people just started ripping the van open. Like 20 cars stopped. And were turning the engine off and dragging us out, which is probably a really... I'm glad they did, but at the same time, our keyboard player's injuries
Miley,
were so bad, and they were spinal injuries, that it could have been a terrible, terrible thing.
Miley's also a nurse.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, aren't you not supposed to move a body?
She
yeah.
was like, they were like, say, get out. And
I
then
mean, I
and she was like, don't, everyone stay put. I was not awake for this one, just recanting.
So we laid in the dirt for, it felt like an hour before the ambulance showed up.
Yeah, I woke up in the dirt, and
David was life-flighted away.
Life-flighted. Yeah, so I was helicoptered to the nearest hospital, which was in Fresno.
Yes, it was awful, and they... really weren't. Yeah. That's not good. Our care was not good. We were all just booted out immediately, and we were in hotel rooms with horrible concussions and severe injuries, waiting around with setting our alarms to wake us up in case we were like, we're supposed to wake up every 10 minutes, right?
Oh, geez.
It was terrible. It was so bad.
I couldn't keep any food.
He
down.
Started vomiting blood, and we go back, and Miley's head starts swelling.
That,
why they release
no,
you?
It was intense. And then you take them back to the hospital, and they're acting as though we're drug, we're drug addicts that are
drug
coming back
seeking,
for
drug seekers.
Yeah.
Why did they release you? When did they do any tests or anything?
They ran all kinds of they put me through the paces, and I kind of thought I was able to leave. I mean, the bills were already going to be high enough as they, I still owe $45,000.
Wow.
And, the helicopter alone is $12,000
sure.
ordeal.
Yeah, it was over $100,000 in just medical bills between everyone, right?
Yeah.
A couple people were insured.
I think bankruptcy is in my future. It definitely is.
Friends and fans got together and did a Prids tribute album, which actually helped raise money for this whole situation. I think it was how much in total
all the donations and everything we received over $16,000.
Yeah, that's great.
Just help pay bills while we were all laid up, and repair equipment, and bought us a new van. So
it was pretty amazing that 18 bands were able to come together, you know, virtually, obviously, and record a song. Like, usually it's a band will be like, well, I can give you a song for a comp, and I'm like, no, I want it to be covers.
Right.
So everybody actually went into the studio, spent their own money to do it, and
you recorded some of the songs for the bands too and mixed as well.
Yeah,
right?
I recorded a couple of the tracks, mixed a couple more of the tracks, but it was mostly, you know, just coming from the bands themselves. And it was actually my idea to do the comp and do it a tribute, but actually Oliver from A Place to Bury Strangers had the idea of having the bands do covers.
Oh, wow.
So they got their first pick of which song to do. And then because I was doing it, we got the band that I was in, Bell Hollow, we got the second pick. So.
Well, that's really cool. It's a great album. Can everyone still go and purchase the album and contribute to helping out the Prids?
Oh, yeah. It's on iTunes, and we have a physical copy that we tour with. And it's available. You mean, if you email us, we'll get you one.
All right. Well, I'm really happy that you guys are okay now. And I think it's great to actually see a bunch of musicians come together and support their fellow musicians. So it's a great cause. Definitely go pick up the album. And guys, that's just about all the time we have for tonight. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and hanging out. Had a great time. Really great to meet you guys. And best of luck on your tour this year.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Thank you.
And Hillary, thank you so much for coming in once again. It's always great to see you.
You're very welcome.
All right. For the latest information on the Prids, you can visit their website at theprids.com. And you can also catch the Prids live right here in New York on October 8th at Spike Hill. It's a free show. It's in Brooklyn, New York. And on Saturday, October 9th in Manhattan at the Delancey. Two great shows coming up. They're an awesome live band. You definitely don't want to miss it. Remember to go out and support your underground musicians. And if you'd like to contact Hillary Johnson for any of her mixing or mastering services, you can visit her website at hillaryjohnson.com. I'm your host, Jenna X. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to keep supporting your underground musicians. I'll see you next time.